It's time now for me to give you this edition's quiz question to test your little grey cells. And again, we're in the area of general knowledge. If you know a little bit about science, it might help you. But let me tell you, I knew the answer to this one, so I don't think any of you are going to have any trouble at all. We want to know, Ag is the symbol for which chemical element? Ag is the symbol for which chemical element? And we'll give you the answer to that next week. And now we have two more items of information for you. Firstly, new government-funded social space opens in Witten. A garden earmarked to be a special meeting area to combat social isolation has opened at Witten Leisure Centre in Sphinx Lane. The volunteer-led scheme was one of 14 successful projects announced by Braintree Council to benefit from the government's UK Shared Prosperity Fund for community gardens and open spaces. The funding is part of the government's levelling up agenda. Witten Leisure Centre manager Richard Moss said, "We are so proud of our volunteer programme, which we know delivers huge benefits to the local community. Our team have worked hard to make the community garden project such a success, and we know from feedback that it provides a wonderful safe space for important downtime for our community friends. It is hoped that the community garden will run workshops around healthy eating and food preparation on a budget. It will also host activities around gardening, horticulture, sustainability, the environment, and food produce." Mary Cunningham, Cabinet Member for Stronger Communities at Braintree Council, said, "We are delighted to see the opening of this community space. It is a fantastic example of community spirit and the collaboration between local people. It provides a beautiful green space in the heart of Witten and will be a very valuable asset for the whole community, thanks to the hard work from many volunteers. The team at Witten Leisure Centre are offering the space for anyone wanting to promote their health and wellness service through networking or to set up stalls to provide information to visitors." And our second item is about Essex unveiling a new system for safeguarding issues. A new online portal has launched that aims to speed up Essex safeguarding referrals and responses from individuals and professionals. Around 120 safeguarding referrals come into adult social care each day. Until now, this has been via various channels, including emails, telephone calls, and website forms. Referrals can include worries about the safety or well-being of a member of the public, family member, or friend, suspected neglect or abuse, or reporting an incident. The new portal is a central place to make adult safeguarding referrals. It will make reporting quicker and easier with improved response times. Even though the portal is online, there will still be the option to call to discuss concerns through the Adult Social Care Connects on 03456 037 630. That's 03456 037 630. Sir John Spence, Cabinet Member for Health and Adult Social Care, said, "In an ideal world, we would have very few people wanting to register safeguarding concerns. However, as all of us know, the world is not ideal. So, while the Council will always work with partners to reduce volumes, when there is a concern, it is really important that residents and professionals have an easy and quick way to submit safeguarding concerns or referrals. The new portal will make the process much easier and faster which will in turn help us work more efficiently behind the scenes. Now I'm going to hand you back to our readers for more of our local news.